Good afternoon, Jameer.
Good afternoon.
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Jim Gowdy. I'm the Deputy Minister of Lands and Natural Resources with the Nunatu government. I'm based out of Postville.
Okay, thank you. We heard tell of contamination in fish and eggs. Can you give a brief update on any and all information about it?
Sure. So when the diesel spill happened in Postville in 2020, the Nunatu government, Department of Lands and Natural Resources, committed to a long-term monitoring project to see if there are any residual effects. Predominantly in the rest of Canada, after the type of spill that happened in Postville, which was diesels around 3,000 liters, there's no ongoing monitoring after the fact. Diesel's quite hard because it's a light petroleum product. It's quite hard to clean up, and it dissipates. That was the thought, that it dissipates into the environment, or the environment kind of does, nature does its own thing and cleans it up. But we wanted to make sure that that was actually true. So we committed to a long-term monitoring plan, and we started in 2020 collecting eggs from Postville, but we also used Nain as kind of the baseline where the environment was pristine. So the first results we had back from the 2020, we did pick up diesel contaminants, not to the point where we had to put out, restrictions on harvest or any kind of harvest advisories or intake advisories, but just informing the public, yes, we're picking up diesel in Postville as compared to Nain in some of the birds and eggs that we collected that year. We went back to the communities and had some consultations on what we picked up and continued to collect throughout 2021 and 2022. The results and the advisory that you've seen in the news and on social media is from the 2021 result. The difference in the 2020 and the 2021 results are, one, we expanded char. So we took the baseline from Nain and we took char samples from Postville to see if we were picking up diesel contaminants. And we did find diesel contaminants in Postville only, and it's very, I need the viewers to understand that char everywhere in Nunatsiavut, including Postville, is still safe to eat, but we only picked up diesel contaminants in Postville, not in any of the char samples we took from Nain. So there's none in the char, there's no elevated levels in the char samples we got from Nain. That being said, char is still safe to eat everywhere. In Postville, the char are still under any kind of health advisory, still below those levels. So there's no, health advisory or intake levels that need to be adhered to at this point for char.
Okay, so what are the levels at right now? And what levels would you have to reach in order for you guys to put in any restrictions in for safety?
In terms of char, so Nain is at baseline. Postville has a little bit of elevated levels of diesel-related contaminants. It's a very technical and complicated question to get to a level. We have to kind of look worldwide at other areas that kind of do this work. So at this point, we're still trying to figure out what the level is. We know we're below the baseline European levels for commercial products sold for char at this point. It's something we have to still kind of figure out what that actual level is with Health Canada. For me to come on today and say it's going to be this level, that would be incorrect information. So we're still working on that. But we know right now it's still below any kind of level worldwide. In terms of eggs, we picked up what we call a heavy molecular weight compound. So it's not directly related to diesel. So we can't correlate what we found to the spill in Postville. So it's from a source we don't know. It could be one source, could be multiple sources. And we picked that up in Nain and in Postville. Some of those levels hit, maximum monthly intake, or there's a health advisory based on Health Canada guidelines, and that's why the post came out. It should be noted, though, that this is very long-term. So if you eat a set amount of eggs, as outlined in our maximum monthly intakes, for 12 months of the year, for 70 years, then if you do that, then there's a risk of cancer. And it raises your risk to a 1 in 100,000 chance of a carcinogen entering your system and causing cancer.
What do this affect on other wildlife? For example, would be seals, seagulls, ukaliks, anything that hunters would go out and harvest?
Fairly sure that it doesn't bioaccumulate, like methylmercury. You know, there's been a lot in the news and a lot of the work we've done with, the Muskrat Falls project. So petroleum products don't necessarily bioaccumulate. We're expanding our monitoring project. So we'll go into not just Nain and Postville. Now we're going to do the egg in all the communities. And then for Postville and Nain, we're going to start doing mussels and then sediment. And for Postville and Ringlet, we're going to include salmon in our analysis. So at this point, I can't really tell you, but we should have more information. information next year.
Okay, so this is definitely ongoing.
Definitely ongoing.
Okay. Well, that's all the questions, comments that you want to give us. Feel free to add it all.
The only results, we don't have those back yet, so we'll certainly review and we'll see in a few weeks' time what those results look like.
But let me 2020 me. Nunat saya buat nunat lagi jingit, pihu malautut, kamat saya, kamat suminga, hanuk atau tahu si menikah mangat, sebelum limit Canada mi, dan naut soaluk kubir kasuni, pos valimi pepian itu buk, nunggu valipat ukhau majugut, tawat rumah, temak hoi lakukut 2020 mi, tiu segala lutut, soalun nik, pihu ngelitit si unik, tawat wak, nukatit segala kumalungi lakut, pinnya kayu nik, ufalu umayunnya kumayu nik. Tawatok na linut kawit itse gumabugot, tiwul lega la yugot, utsualumik hipokami,